but I do just what I have to do. And I might not be the one for you, but you ain't about to have no boo. Cause I know we'd be so complicated, but we'd be so spent. It's crazy, I can't have what I want, but neither can you. You ain't my boyfriend.
Hello, and welcome to an episode of Pretty Gritty Talks. You're here with Tasha.
And Kayla.
And today's episode is going to be about
dating.
And the topics that we're going to hit today are meeting people.
Expectations. Do's, don't have any.
Do's and don'ts.
And what's your type?
So, we were just sitting here and we were talking about how this generation doesn't like to go on dates. Like, they want to come over and chill, everything but take you out on a date. And I'm just trying to figure out what's so hard about that.
What's wrong with going on a date?
Like, I'm not trying to Netflix and chill. I don't know you like that,
to be chilling with you. Right.
Right.
We might not even be Netflix compatible.
Shoot.
You know what I'm saying? I might not even like the same movies and shows that you like.
I might not even vibe with you like that.
Exactly. To be sitting there chilling watching Netflix with you.
Right.
They thought this was.
Then you're going to be trying to cuddle. I'm not trying to do
girl,
all that.
Look, because you probably stank, and I would have known that if we would have went on a date the first time.
Probably. Breath might stink. Shoot.
Girl.
Got a booger in your nose. Like.
Right.
I don't even know you. Like,
what if they got bed bugs? They come bring bed bugs out on your couch trying Netflix and chill, and I don't know you.
What if they ain't took a bath?
Girl.
Like.
What if the detergent you use, I'm allergic to?
Allergic to it.
Then you got me breaking out, because I ain't know you before mm-hmm. you Netflix and chill.
And how many other girls you Netflix and chilling
girl,
with?
Girl. In a day.
In a day.
You know, these dudes trifling. They make their rounds.
They do.
They make their rounds.
They really do.
So, you know, before you go on a date, you got to meet people.
You got to be ready to meet people, too, because, I mean, we got some.
Yeah, you know, you got to be mentally, emotionally, mm-hmm. and even physically prepared to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know when it's going to happen. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
And you got to be in the right mood. Because what if you don't want to lose? You don't want to be bothered?
Yes. Because, you know, you could be hanging out with your friends at the club and run into somebody. You could get set up.
And the approach.
Oh.
How they come at you.
And
listen. Fellas, don't no girl want no, hey, come here, hey, you, light skin, hey, you in the black,
hey, you, little booty with the red jersey on,
like,
don't nobody want to hear that,
nobody,
nobody want to hear that,
automatic turn off, like,
instantly,
try again, go home, think about what you just did, and try again,
always, yes, so, how do you feel is your best atmosphere for meeting somebody you like?
I just feel like it has to be real authentic, like nothing forceful. Maybe, you know, you at like a kickback or even, you know, at the store. Like, if I'm in the mood, just, I don't really care for setups. I have to be in the mood to be set up, like,
yeah,
and it has to be the right person to set me up. But, yeah, maybe like a public outing.
Okay.
I don't really like meeting people at work because your coworkers be all up in your business.
All up in your business.
Don't like this. So, yeah, public outing for me.
Yeah, public outing. As long as you don't come up to me like no creep or no predator.
Right.
You know, it's all good. Like, don't come up to me all slick and sly with the extra, with the trying to have the lines and stuff like that. Nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody.
Just approach me like a human being.
Right. Be authentic. Be a real person. I don't like that, oh, what's your punchline like?
Yeah. Nobody wanna hear that. Don't come up to me with that.
This is probably corny 9 times out of 10 anyway.
Yup. You're right.
But how do you feel about meeting somebody at work, like dating somebody from work?
I've been at a workplace where just about everybody was dating everybody.
Yeah, me too.
I've been in a place where I like stood back and watched like all the chaos just boil over, And it's not really a good situation. Mm-hmm. And then I've been in a situation where I've talked to somebody at work and it wasn't really, it was cool outside of work. At work it was okay, but you know, everybody feels some type of way, and you got the other people that be hating on mm-hmm. you and mad because they like them or whatever. Like, and right. more likely, if I'm talking to somebody at work, I probably don't really intend on being serious with them anyway.
Right, right.
I'm probably just entertaining you.
Right, because you're bored at the time.
Exactly. Like, I'm not going to take you seriously. Mm-hmm. Because work and personal relationships.
Don't mix.
No.
That's not the move, guys.
Even friends.
Whew.
Okay, but we're going to touch that later on.
Right.
Later on down the line.
And then, you know, like I was saying, like, people at work try to be all up in your business. So, they steering up stuff. They don't even know. And just... Yeah.
They be lying on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All kinds of extra stuff. And it's like, you know what? Ain't nobody got time for this.
Nobody.
So... School, I feel like school is a good place, you know, like, I feel like you shouldn't really, I mean, you can take stuff serious in school, but I feel like you should be older at the age where you truly understand a relationship, and if you're in high school.
Yeah. Because, yeah, in high school, it's like, ain't nobody really that important in high school. I mean, you right. might get lucky and meet somebody and,
right.
you know, grow together. Later on, when you go to college or start working, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the high school age, you not even mentally or emotionally prepared to know what it takes to grow and know somebody.
Right.
So, it's best to, yeah, you probably meet the best people in college or mm-hmm. even if you didn't go straight to college after high school, you know what, at outings or whatever. Some people meet people at work, but you have to be more careful when you meet people at work.
You got to make sure both of y'all on the same page. Okay. And don't tell nobody your business.
Just don't tell nobody. Like, if you gonna date, that's good. That's a good point mm-hmm. right there. If you gonna date and you work together, don't tell nobody your business at work.
Right.
They don't even need to know you dating. And if they know you dating, just don't tell each other's personal business and don't talk about each other's personal business at work, even if y'all into it.
Whew, for real.
Just don't talk to each other.
Because people can like, pick up their energy and you know that, you know they're going to be like, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing. We chilling. We friends. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm. You know, people like to create some type of drama.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially with other people.
They just roll with the punches. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? They don't even know what they're talking about half the time. They just want something to talk about.
Something to talk about.
That's sad.
Next thing you know, you done heard... Oh, I heard he had so-and-so up here and just extra stuff and now...
And then last month, so-and-so thought she was pregnant because, you mm-hmm. know...
It's like...
Don't even.
Don't. So just don't.
That's what we can tell you about work.
Yes.
But yeah, when you meet people at school, especially, well, it depends on your school situation. You could be mm-hmm. online, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how that online thing works. During school, I know we be having some group me's for our classes. Yeah. I don't know, you might be vibing with a group me partner.
Right.
It happens. I don't know.
It does.
I can't speak from experience on that one. Right. But, you know, let's be versatile. But yeah, if you on campus and you might not even go to that school, you might visit a school and get mm-hmm. you a boo. You know, you never
that
know.
Happens.
Mm-hmm. Or y'all in the same classroom or. They end up tutoring you and helping you out. You know, that's how my situation started, you know. Because that's how I be, girl. You know, you need a little help. And then mm-hmm. things start getting a little vibey.
Right.
And, you know, things, the atmosphere start getting real smooth.
Mm-hmm.
And then things start happening.
Right, right.
Later on down the line, you know what I'm saying?
No. 1 minute y'all talking about math.
You know, and then...
Next thing together. Next thing you together, you know. You
next thing you know, you sitting in the car at 3 a.m. talking for 5 hours.
Right.
Sunrise.
Because you just had a connection.
Yeah. You know, them car talks, they be real.
Them car talks, man. Car talks.
Ain't nothing like no... If you have a car talk with somebody, they probably the one. Or they the one for now.
Right. Don't get me started.
You should know the difference.
You should know.
There is a difference between the one and the one for now.
The one. Ladies.
Reasons seriously. And seasons.
Mm-hmm. Reasons. Because you might just, you know, meet that person and they came into your life to teach you something.
Real quick.
You thought that was the one? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and that might be it.
Right. So, social media. Meeting people on social media.
See, I've had brief experience with that when I was younger, but I'd probably be a little reluctant to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's somebody a complete stranger, I don't know if I'd be able to do that. Now, if it was somebody that maybe had a mutual friend or, you know, maybe, because you can get some type of insight. But strangers, and I've dated somebody who I didn't really know about prior to, they can be anybody they want to be.
Sure can. Have you fooled?
Yep. Don't do it.
I met someone on social media. I met one person on social media. And I don't technically, I don't see him as being a stranger because we knew some of the same people,
mm-hmm.
and then we realized that we went to the same school together, so I don't know if that really counts. It's like technically we met on social media, but then like I don't know if I would have continued talking to him had he been a complete stranger and I not run into him.
Right. Okay.
So
yeah, I think most of my social media situations were like that too, like somebody I used to go to school with or something, and then you know, catch up and then end up talking or something. But it never really gets anywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, that didn't get anywhere either.
I'm dead.
Hey, if you know, you know.
Good, okay.
So that brings me to our next point, expectations.
Mm.
So I feel like a lot of times people will meet somebody in 2 days, they already expecting a whole bunch.
Right. Like, you already have this entire picture painted of how y'all relationship is gonna go or what y'all entire future is gonna be. And I promise you, it's gonna be some twists and turns and you will be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make expectations.
Don't do it.
Now, it's human nature to make them.
Right.
But when you feel yourself making them expectations, try to push them to the side.
Reel yourself back in. Be like,
yeah, reel it back in. Mm-hmm. Yes,
right. Because you're
going to a dead end.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you.
You put in expectations on somebody that didn't tell you that they were going to do these things for you, and so now that you're expecting it, when they don't do it, now you mad when that person didn't even show you that they were going
to
do that.
They ain't even commit to that.
Right.
There's some people that will tell you what they're going to do, though.
Mm-hmm. And actually do it.
And then there's some people that's going to make promises and they're not going to do it. You need to not make expectations for them, too.
Right.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
And stop lying to people.
Oh my gosh.
Like, if you tell somebody, hey, I'm going to do this, do it. If you're not gonna do it, then don't
say it.
Don't say it.
Like, we too grown at this point to not be holding ourselves accountable for the things we say or the things we do.
Right.
And if you do make a promise and you figure out, you find out that I might not be able to uphold this commitment, say that. Let that be known.
Let that be known.
Or apologize for it and don't do it again.
It's simple.
But like, don't be walking around acting like, you know, I'm crazy because you told me you was going to do A, B, and C, and you didn't turn around and did X, Y, and Z.
Whew. And you know what? Guys, y'all be getting mad when girls do set expectations because of what you're doing. Like, if you know you're not ready for a relationship or know you're not ready for stuff to go further, stop acting like you are, then she won't make those expectations.
Exactly. And you won't have to deal with the back and forth or me having to constantly check you for not doing what you said you was going to do. My thing is, if you're single, you can do what you want to do.
Right.
Just be real about it.
Because 9 times out of 10, you might be talking to 10 other girls, and guess what?
Girl.
She talking to 10 other dudes.
Okay.
So, don't think you're that special.
Just talking to you, thinking you are special.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got her out here looking stupid.
You know, are they quick to call a girl crazy when they done made her feel special and made her feel like it's going somewhere. So now she expecting things from you. And you, and now she crazy.
Yeah, now she crazy.
Because you want to back off now.
Because she thought, oh, we grown. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We real. We say what we want. We mean what we say or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we on the same page. Nah. Now I don't know what that is.
Right.
Now we just making up stuff.
Mm-hmm. And to pick back up on what you saying on how maybe she is just talking to you because she thinks she going somewhere. Because I feel like with me, you know, I really don't be giving people chances. Right. So I could be talking to a few guys and then I could be feeling this one guy. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to cut the rest of them off because, you know, I see potential in him. Mm. And as soon as I do that, then he start flaking.
Yep.
So then I'm like, dang. Yes. I shouldn't have cut Harry off.
Yeah, shouldn't have cut Harry off. Shouldn't have did it.
That's how it be. Man.
That's how it be. See, what you gotta do, instead of making expectations, you need to create boundaries and assess your limits.
Right.
Meaning, you need to say, this is what I'm cool with, and this is what I'm not cool with.
Right.
And you might have to adjust accordingly to whoever you're dealing with at the time. Mm-hmm. Or to whatever your emotional level is at the time as well.
Right. Boundaries. That is, I mean, you should definitely do that. I think you should have boundaries all the time. Everybody got...
With everybody, you should.
Because if you don't set boundaries, that's a whole nother...
Okay, it just becomes chaos and calamity. If you don't set boundaries, everything will fall apart. And, you know, everybody get hurt at that point.
Everybody.
You end up wasting time and energy. You always got to work to conserve your energy.
And then if you have expectations and then you don't have boundaries, that's just...
Oh.
Like, you ain't going nowhere with
it. You just stuck.
You stuck.
Point. I'm like, okay... You got all these expectations, but you don't have these boundaries. So, you know, you can say, I want this, this, and that from this person. But what are you bringing to the table?
Right.
And, you know, we set all these expectations for people, but, you know, we got to follow suit as well. That's why you set them boundaries because, you know, you when you're meeting somebody in any situation, friends, family, whatever, when you're meeting somebody, it's certain levels to it.
Right.
You know, it's certain lengths that you're willing to go for people when you know them or when you don't know them.
Right.
And that's what those boundaries for. So each level you meet, you be like, okay, did they meet these check points in order for me to go to this next level with this person? If they don't, you might need to keep them where they at, even if they ready to go up there.
They might
have expectations, or I'm ready to go here. You like, no, I ain't ready to go there.
Right.
That's your boundary. And you set that and you stand by it.
And don't settle. I feel like a lot of women settle.
Yes.
Like, you knew for a fact that you didn't want to do that smoked. And you know he up here smoking everything.
Smoking the house out.
Smoking the house
you
out.
You know what I'm saying? He got you choked up in the car.
Mm-hmm. And you willing to settle for it just to say you have a man. A lot.
Just to say you have a man.
A lot of women do that.
We gotta let that go.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta let that go. You save more energy and you grow more on your own than you do with a man that's sucking the life out of you and wasting your time.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Don't.
And that's why that goes with assessing your limits as well. Know what you like and what you don't like. Know what you want and what you don't want. Know, hey, it's okay if he does this, but if he does that, I'm out.
I'm out. And be out for real. Don't be like looking for him to text you, looking for him to call you.
Or waiting on him to change, because nobody change.
They change on their own.
People don't change. They adapt to their surroundings, just like, you know, animals and habitat.
Right.
And evolution. They adapt to their environment.
Right.
You know, you was like this before, even with yourself. You were like this before, and then certain things started happening around you, and you had to adapt to those changes. But you still you.
Right.
You still got your issues.
Nobody's perfect.
You still the same person. All you gotta do is do your checks and balances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and make sure you can grow and make it to the next level. So don't be sitting around thinking that you finna change no man, because you ain't finna change no man.
You cannot change, ladies, you cannot change a man.
You can't change no man. He gonna shed his skin and create some wings, some fins and gills. When he ready to.
When he's ready to.
When he's in the environment he needs to be in his life, he'll do it. And that also with assessing your limits in that case, you have to be aware of what you're willing to take.
Right.
Because when you meet people, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to say, hey, is this person worth it for me to stay and grow with? Is this something that I'm willing to deal with for however long?
Right.
Or not.
And don't be like me and just be ready to throw in the towel and you ain't really. Because, I mean, one little thing, I'd be like, and it don't even have to be a big thing. I get I get irritated real fast.
I'm done. I'm gone. Yeah, like that's one thing when it comes to, I guess, strong women.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to we like to control things. I like to control things like that.
Yeah, me too.
And we like to put our guard up real quick when things, we feel like things are interrupting our energy.
Mm-hmm.
So we be like, nah, I'm not finna do this. This is not what I'm finna waste my time on.
Right.
But some people deal with your nonsense too.
Right.
Like,
right.
Some people deal with your crazy too. So you gotta be willing to figure out what type of crazy I'm willing to deal with.
Exactly. And okay. Have a conversation about it. Instead of just being like, you know what? I'm done with this. Actually communicate with the person. Hey, I didn't like when you did X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm. Don't just let stuff get over. Talk about it.
So, our next point would be types. What you liked back in the day versus what you like now, and why do you think your type has changed? Well, while you think on yours, I can talk about mine. Because mine has definitely changed. So, back in high school, oh my God, it's so funny. I'm short, okay? And I used to love short men, and I didn't even realize that. So I was actually talking to Kayla the other day, and I was like, hey, you remember when I had a crush on so-and-so in high school? The shortest men, like, short, dark, like, chocolate boys. That was my thing. And I don't know what happened. I think the first guy I started talking to was actually, no, he wasn't the first guy. But the first guy that I actually was like, okay, I'm gonna like really give him a chance. He was 6'3", I believe. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it was no looking back. It was no looking back. Like, now I'm like, short man. I'm like, if that's who God brings to me and that's who he wants me with, then okay. But
yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah. But what I prefer is a man that's at least 6 foot tall. Like, that's the shortest.
That's the shortest.
That's the shortest. As far as physical. And I like caramel, like brown skin dudes now. As far as like physical appearance. And you know, like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so I can't be like, he gotta be fine, cause your fine might be different from my fine.
Right, it's different levels to this.
Yes. But as far as personality wise, like, that has changed a whole bunch. Like, I used to like guys that were like a little bit too aggressive, I would say, and they had kinda like a bad attitude, but they were like good to me. And they were just, I just liked all the wrong things, basically.
And I feel like we all go through the bad boy stage.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's rude to everybody else, but he's so sweet with me.
Mm-hmm.
And they really just pretending. They're good at that.
Real good.
They're good at pretending.
Because then when he ain't sweet to you, then you like, oh, I mean, what happened?
And see, that switch up when they don't get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can name a couple of pretenders.
You and me both, sis.
Let's see. I don't really have a physical type. I can't say.
No, you don't.
And
ain't none of them episodes to like.
None of them. Like, to be honest, all shades, all heights, glasses, no glasses, No white boys. I guess that's my type.
Okay. Yeah,
I guess that's my physical type. Let's see. Yeah, I like any kind of type. Just like we was talking about earlier, all three of Diddy's sons, any shade. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I love them all. I love them. I just, you know, mostly, I guess I love my black men.
Yes.
I venture out, as long as you're not white, but, well, not right now. Right now, I might as well be married. I'm just speaking in general.
They'd have been together a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't get beside yourself.
Right.
Don't get the game twisted.
She taken, okay?
Taken. Super ultimate, ultra fragilistic taken. yeah, physical types, not really a limit. I think what anchors me to someone is mostly their personality.
Yeah.
I think my typical personality traits are like, you got smart.
Definitely
smart or sarcastic.
Yeah.
Usually, other people can't stand them. that's because, you know, I usually match the level of sarcasm.
That's definitely her type, y'all.
you have to challenge me in some way, though. In some way. So if I can't debate with you, if you don't have an opinion of your own, or if you like super passive, it's really no point in trying to talk to me.
Because you might get your feelings hurt.
You probably gonna get your feelings hurt because I'm gonna be bored, and then I be done went on about my business, and you don't even know it. Yeah, I'm famous for that. let's see. yeah, smart and sarcastic, very opinionated. I should be able to debate and argue with you without you, you know, getting your feelings hurt or being salty or whatever. Honest.
Yeah.
Brutally honest. Yeah.
You gonna have to mean brutal.
Yeah. I mean that literally, yeah. I need you to be real with me. And at all times. I guess now that's my type because that's who I'm with and that's who I'm be with. Like... because before, you know, people like them pretenders,
mm-hmm.
like to pretend to be real. They only real when it benefits them.
Mm.
I need you to be real when it don't benefit you, no matter what, whether you get something from it or not. So, what else personality wise? You gotta be goofy.
Yes.
You can't be super serious and think you super cool. Like,
I hate
get
it.
Get on my face.
Yes.
Or feel like you can tell me how I'm supposed to be. Like, well, have a seat. do that somewhere else. But, I mean, you can tell me something, you know. You can't be no little punk. You gotta be able to get me in line. But it has to be within reason.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can't be like, you just think you run me. Like, you're gonna be mad at me. Cause
right.
I do what I want. And I'll tell you, this is what I'm doing. And you're gonna be mad.
Right.
And, either you're gonna get over it or what?
Like, or you're just gonna be mad.
Or you're just gonna be mad. You know, it is what it is. My past types, like I said, it was pretenders. The pretend real people. The typical bad boy,
mm-hmm.
whatever. I think we all have to go through that phase mm-hmm. at some point. You know, you gotta go through what you don't want to understand what you do want.
Whew, yes.
So, yeah, typical pretenders. They were, like, brutally honest, but only to manipulate you to a certain extent and only when it benefits them.
Mm.
A little sometimey.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was my past type. Now, you know, he brutally honest always. Oh, I didn't even think about that. My type was always somebody I was friends with. I tried to venture out and not talk to somebody who was my friend, and that didn't end well. He ended up being a habitual liar or psychopath or narcissist, all of the things, which is why I don't talk to strangers. Because even your friends, you know, they be trifling too. So talking to strangers is even worse because, like I said before, they could pretend to be whoever they want to be. Then he ended up stalking me. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's fun. Let's see. I think that's it about my past type. And now my type is my dude. You know what I'm saying?
Like, to sum it all up.
Yeah,
like,
to sum it all up. I don't really care about anybody else. So.
Right. Like, like, he done met all the... He done met everything on her list. He done exceeded everything on her list.
And that's the one. You know, it's the one for now, and then it's the one. The one is when he got traits that you didn't even know you needed.
Right.
Not just wanted, but needed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Can he take care of you? Because, you know, us black women are always taking care of everybody else. Can he take care of you?
Mm-hmm.
When you in your mood, or when you at your lowest, or whatever.
Is he just going to walk out when you mad, or is he going to sit down and talk to you about it?
No, Mario, he going to talk to you about it, and then he going to walk out.
Instead of just you sitting there and you all worked up, and he act like he don't care, and now y'all arguing because ain't nobody listening to nobody. Like, I'm going to get my point across, and I'm not going to...
Well, yeah, we'll have it out. We're calm arguers, though, so we usually come to a compromise. Where we don't come to a compromise is when we argue through text.
That's another thing.
And we gonna talk about that later on down below.
Pick up the phone.
As far as communication.
Whew.
Yeah, you know, it's just to sum it up, it's best to, if you arguing or even just talking about some serious, it's really best to talk about it in person.
Yeah.
Then through text or whatever. And if you feel like you can't be heard by this person in person, then you don't need to be talking to them
at all.
You should be able to, it should be no boundaries with whoever this person is emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like I said before, you need to set them boundaries as far as the relationship, but emotionally, when you need to talk about something, or whether it's about the relationship or if it's just something you're going through or your past, whatever, y'all should be able to talk about anything. Y'all should be able to be embarrassed in front of each other, and it should really be no shame.
Right.
That's when it's the realest.
Because how do you expect to have a future with this person if you can't even talk to them face to face?
About the real, real.
About the real, real.
Because, you know, when you with this person in the future, things going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know, are they going to be down for you? Or can they lift you up when you down, you know, and not just kick you while you down?
Right.
You need to know all that.
And if you feel like, okay, right now, I might not want to talk to them in person, at least pick up the phone. Like, texting, you can't really hear nobody tone. Like,
you get to making assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
You get to, you know, typing the wrong stuff. You didn't know you said that.
Yeah.
They're gonna be like, yeah, this is definitely what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, ooh. And then you gotta stick with it or admit you was wrong.
Right.
I done did that before. We both. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think, like, personality wise, what in the past. I guess kind of like what we were saying, like bad guys. I can't really elaborate like I want to on it. Hmm. But I will say now, like, I like good guys with just the, like, a little bit of, like you said, like, can't be like a punk. Like, I can't run over you.
Yes.
But at the same time, I'm like, okay, I realize I need someone who's a good guy that has goals, that wants to do something in life. That's actually good to me, and not trying to hurt my feelings, that actually listens to me.
Because
that's hard to find, somebody that actually not only listens, but what's that word I'm looking for?
Understands
and take the actions, like, actually show me.
Ooh, that's something right there. Really, like, in the relationship I'm in now, other than us just being best friends and being real honest with each other, no matter what, what's gotten us through everything is pretty much putting in effort.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Nobody's perfect, and I know, you know, everybody want you to get it right the first time and every time. It's just not realistic.
Mm-hmm.
We all human. We gonna make mistakes. You know, we do slip ups and we forget, they did say that they didn't like when I do this. Or they did say that, hey, I need you to do this from now on or whatever. You gonna forget. Life happens, you know, and sometimes you might need to take care of yourself a little more at the moment. You know, sometimes you need to be in yourself and figure out what you need. One person might be struggling, the other person got their stuff together. It happens. So the most important thing in relationships in general is if you putting in the effort to try to make it work and try to make that person happy, you can get somewhere.
Yes.
As soon as that person stop doing the work, they out.
Because, I mean, what do you...
They out.
Like, what do you have to rely on if they not having, if they not putting in any effort? Exactly. Like, if they not showing you nothing.
Exactly.
Just thought about what my past type was. It just came to me. Mm. The players. That's what they are. And they always try to play me.
Mine too,
that's
girl.
What
they
it
always,
is.
Girl, they was always trying to play you,
bro. Oh, I mean, and it's me. Like, I'm like, why would you... And then they want to flip it and be like, oh, well, you a good girl, you know, maybe in another lifetime.
Girl, because they love to say, them players love to say, they, look, you a good girl, you know, you different from all the other girls. Ooh, that word. You different.
You different. Mm-hmm.
You special.
Because when a girl tell a guy you different, I mean, he really different.
Yeah.
Men, on the other hand.
They just, that's just game.
Yeah.
You different. You special.
You know. I don't want to hurt you.
Ooh.
But you are hurting me. But you are. Too late.
I can't deal with these people. Let me see. What else do they say? Let me see. I don't want to hurt you. I think I'm too much for you.
Yeah. I'm not right for you. Maybe in another, you know.
Or you need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not fast.
Whew. That right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That right there.
Because I ain't trying to do what you doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But later down the line, like, they always come back, though. And by the time they come back, it's like, I don't want you.
I don't want you no more.
I don't want you
no more. Now, a couple times they come back and you be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Be looking stupid. After a while, you be like, okay, get in my face.
I don't know if I ever had that issue. I really didn't want them no more.
Can we meet? Can I see you?
I lied. Okay, it was one.
Yeah.
It
was like, I'm gonna let her figure that out because I already know that.
It was one.
I'm gonna let her correct that. But yeah, you know, they were, I want to see you. Can we meet up? Boo, boo, boo. No, for why?
Right.
What we meeting up for? What we got to talk about?
And if you do accept somebody back, make sure that you've actually seen their growth. Like, what are they doing different now? Why do you think it'll work out now?
Exactly. And set them boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And keep them checks and balances on them.
Right.
Okay? Don't get it twisted. Don't forget. I still do the same thing in my relationship. I be checking. Like, have we talked about this before? Has this happened before? And how did he react to it this time versus how he used to react to it?
Right.
You gotta check each other constantly.
Right.
Okay? People, like I said, people don't change, but we adapt to our environment when it changes around us. So you gotta keep them checks going.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So the do's and the don'ts of dating. Like we said before, don't expect anything until that's your boo for sure. Like,
for sure. And even then, check your expectations.
Right, right.
You know, because, I mean, yeah, when you got your dude and y'all, like, secured everything, you really shouldn't have necessarily expectations. It should be things that he just does.
Right.
It should be things that he know he's supposed to do.
Like, he should open the door for you.
He should pay for their bill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He should take you out on a date when he can. Even if he, you know, he might be struggling at the time. Well, then y'all can Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm.
Only Netflix and chill with your secure boo.
He should be spending time with you.
Yep.
Like, you shouldn't have to be like, okay, like.
Yeah.
You know, when we gonna see each other? It's been 3 weeks now.
Yep,
you know how these dudes do. So
he should always be checking in, like, hey, how you doing? You know what you going through, or you know, y'all should just be able to talk about that on the regular.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, what is another one of the don'ts?
Mm.
I feel like don't get caught up in what's the word I'm looking for?
What you talking about in regards to what?
I'm trying to say don't, like, I have it here, but it ain't coming out how I want it to.
Give me an example.
I feel like sometimes we let our feelings take over the actual situation that it is.
So don't overreact.
Okay, yeah.
Don't get caught up in your feelings.
Yes, yes. So I feel like we so quick to overreact, and it could be the smallest thing. It could be miscommunication.
And then it just snowballs into all these other things. We start making up assumptions, and
y'all know we good for creating stories in our head.
Creating some real imaginative girl, you know.
Real imaginative.
Broad imagination around here, so, you know. And that's why you gotta secure that communication.
Yes.
Because, look, because at some point, you know, when you date somebody new, it's easy for that snowball effect to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've been with somebody regularly, you should know that person to know he wouldn't do this.
Right.
Or he does this a certain way, so he's probably doing this instead of that. You know what I'm saying? You should have some type of blueprint of how they move.
And don't switch up all of a sudden.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
All of a sudden,
just
you.
Out the blue.
And then men, they like to be surprised. Like, what you mean? Like,
girl,
you haven't been doing this. And all of a sudden, today, you do this. You ain't never done this before. So, of course.
What you talking about? But you lying, bro. No.
Because women, we have those spidey senses. Like, we know, like, we pay attention to detail.
You can feel it. Something ain't right.
Like, he ain't never.
He talking different.
Yeah. He acting different. Hold on. I ain't heard from him all day and out of the blue. It's 10 o'clock at night. Look, he ain't never done this.
Why the sudden change?
Right.
Shoot.
Then that leads women to, like I said, we create stories in our head.
You
like
calling me baby.
What you doing?
Yeah.
How come I ain't heard from you? How come you acting different today? Then they be like, nah, I was just,
I'm just busy.
Or been with their homeboy.
I'm with my homeboys.
That's another thing.
Men
that be with their homeboys all day, every, like, you rather be with your homeboy than your girl.
Y'all gay. Just accept it.
I mean,
you found your love. Stop pretending.
Tell y'all this. Like, he hung out with his homeboy on a daily basis. Like,
I ain't never seen him separate. Hip to hip, shoulder to shoulder.
Shoulder to, I mean, I'm just like,
cheek to cheek. However, you
what is it about him that you like so much? Mm-hmm. Like, is it something I need to know?
You can't move without my man.
Yes.
You make no moves without him. We big grown. And you cheek to cheek with your homeboy.
Cheek to cheek. Like, come on now. Like, you can't do nothing without him?
Nothing.
It's a problem.
I suffocate
when you're away from me. Like, legit, y'all. Like, literally, that's how they are. It's like, okay. Like, I thought I had them problems with guys in the past. No.
Yeah, like, when you're growing up, okay, you with your homegirls, you with your homeboys all the time. But when you grown, like, it's just a certain amount of time that's unhealthy.
Right.
When you with somebody all the time. Because then you start to lose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you without this person?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You about to have a whole future.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know who you are because you've been brain to brain with this person for I don't know how long.
Right.
Just like, for example, them dudes at the club.
Oh,
that was sitting all, how many? It was like 8 of them.
It had to be.
Sitting on the couch together, shoulder to shoulder. Pouring drinks up, yeah, for each other. While it was like 5 or 6 females around them. Standing up.
And they comfy in their seats. Like I said, pouring up drinks for each other.
Looking at us crazy.
Yes. And it's like, are you serious?
While we standing up. And they be the same dudes talking about some Netflix and chill.
Same dudes.
Netflix and chill with your homeboy. Because that's what y'all do.
And a lot of times, because they want to be cheap, for one.
Yeah,
and anybody that knows me knows that I don't care about what you got as long as you going somewhere. But I mean, I do expect for you to take me out sometime. Something sometime.
Yeah, like what you do for me and what you show me shows how you value me.
Right.
So, of course, I'm not finna be sitting here thinking it's cool that you take me to McDonald's every day.
Right.
I'm not finna be cool with that.
And then, like I said, have a conversation. You know, my fund's not right now, so all I can afford is McDonald's. Then, okay, you know what? My fund's good right now, so let me take care of you.
Yeah. But see, that's on the relationship level. Or the secure boo level.
Yeah.
Not on the I just met you like a month ago level. Like, no.
Because dudes be
expecting. If you want McDonald's fries and you trying to talk to me, you need to take your time.
I have had a guy that I think I was talking to him for, I think it was like 2 months at this point.
You don't need to be dating right now.
And he started expecting. He was like, all right, so when you going to buy me food? And I'm like.
You ain't my dude.
Right.
To be buying you food.
Like, are you serious right now?
You lost your mind.
It's like they don't even be wanting to buy you a burger. Like,
girl, they don't want to buy you no whole burger. They just want to get you the fries.
But then they want to come over and Netflix and chill, though.
Yeah, they want to Netflix and chill, but they can't burger and fries. Like, I don't respect it.
Like, I have a friend that she went out
Can
on
I
a
get
date.
A Sprite, too?
A Sprite.
Can I get a Sprite, too?
I have a friend. She went out on a date with this guy. He took her to McDonald's. And he told the person, it's going to be two separate orders. First date, y'all. Like, are you kidding me right now?
First of all, you can't call McDonald's a date.
You can't.
Unless you secure or got a relationship, then you can call it a date, but he still needs to pay.
Right.
Because it ain't a date if he ain't paying anyway.
And so, you don't need... You don't need to be dating if you can't afford McDonald's.
That's all I'm saying. You need to be single because you can only afford you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't afford me. So,
right.
You know.
And that's another thing. Stop trying to get into a relationship when you ain't ready for one.
Girl, financially, emotionally, mentally.
Because you got to give.
Physically.
Yes. You giving that person. You have to add to that person.
Yes.
And if you not secure your own self. Then, I mean, y'all ain't gonna go nowhere.
As I used to say, if you ain't got no benefits, okay, just like, let me explain it like this. When you working a part-time job, let's say you single, you just dating around, talking to a couple people. You know, it's part-time. It's not a full commitment. You're not really expecting too much. Might get you a little bit somewhere. You're not quite there yet. When you get that promotion, you expect them benefits. You want the vision, the dental, the health.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is you going to give me some vision, dental, and health, or am I just going to get a minimum wage check from you?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
I like the way you explained it.
If you want to secure the relationship, make sure they got benefits.
Make sure.
Okay.
Because you need somebody pouring into you, not just subtracting from you.
Girl, look.
Because a lot of women, like I said, these days, they will... I mean, they take care of the man. The man ain't got to do nothing but say that she his girl.
Too many. Too many of them sitting on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasting time.
And now the girl mad. You mad at him, but you allowing it. So be mad at yourself.
Be mad at yourself. That's right.
Because this is what you accepted. Like,
check yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Check yourself.
Oh, and men that because they used to girls doing this and now they done met you and you different from the rest of them. They like... All like you different, like I ain't used to this. And then they want to go back, go back to what you used to.
Either you need to match my fly,
mm-hmm.
or you need to go on about your business.
Cause, oof.
Okay, don't be coming up over here like, oh, I can sit back and relax now. She taking care of everything. No, that same energy you had with that little thought over there. Need you to keep that energy, add on to that energy, and match my fly.
Right.
And get on my level.
Exactly.
That's what I need you to do.
Which brings me to good and bad dating advice.
Because
I done got some terrible advice from some people.
I don't know if I've gotten bad advice.
I wish I could say the same.
Yeah, I don't know if I've gotten any bad advice from dating.
Have you ever had people try to give you advice and then you looking at their relationship like,
yes.
You can't give me no advice.
Like, you saying that, but that does not apply to you.
Right. Like, I ain't gonna try to tell me, but
girl, you gonna try to tell me? Okay.
Like, nah.
And that's what you gotta do to people. Okay.
Right. Let it go in one ear and out the other.
Is that right?
Don't second guess yourself and be like, maybe I should. No.
Ooh. That's just a general thing that you should do. Follow your instincts. Listen to your gut the first time.
Yes.
It's something we all gotta learn at some point when we get older or whatever. Mm-hmm. We always listening to everybody else. We always get to overthinking. Listen to your gut.
And pray about it.
Ooh. Pray about it. Yeah, if you second guessing your gut is more than likely God.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely. I ain't gonna say always, because sometimes your gut be tripping. You be a little off, you know, the atmospheres, right. The ancestors, you know. But you gotta pray about it to make sure, like, God, I feel like you're telling me something, but I ain't sure, or I might be a little distracted, my frequencies may be a little off, send me a little signal, you know, mm-hmm. Let me know, is this for real, is this the way to go?
Pay attention to them red flags, man. I cannot stress that enough, because I used to always, like, I always tell Kayla this, every time I meet a guy, God will always tell me immediately at that moment whether to run or not.
Escape.
Yeah. And I just started listening to him this year. Well, last year. Because I be like, okay, God, but he cute, so.
But he got a nice car.
He got a
so,
nice, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
He works out.
But he pays for his date, so, yeah. You know.
I'm going to give him a chance.
Like.
Then, you know, the first red flags start popping up, like, even the smallest things, like, you notice that he not a good communicator. Mm. You notice he always got an excuse.
Mm.
You notice he always talking to some thousands of girls on Instagram, or you always catching him with these girls, and he lying to you. Like, pay attention to this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, like, the guys that I've met, like, in this year, I feel like I heard God be like, okay, well, I only heard this with one guy. I feel like I was like, you know, you need to give him a chance. And the rest of them, I feel like God didn't necessarily tell me to give them a chance, but I needed to meet them to learn something from them.
Yep, you gotta meet them duds to figure out what you want, what you don't want.
Yeah.
To set them limits, set them boundaries, that's what they're for.
Right.
Gotta go through it.
Definitely. Well, I think we reached all our points then. I think it's, oh my gosh, like an hour episode. And we thought we were only going to do 10 minutes because it's our first episode.
Okay, well, look at that.
Look at that.
Let's go. Okay, we got somewhere today.
We got somewhere.
So thank you for listening. And we will be accepting questions or requests of things to talk about. Comments, concerns, yeah. Even if you gotta you want to argue, we can argue, you know?
Right,
we can argue all day. If you know us, you know us.
all right, well, join us back next Thursday. Yeah, all right, bye.